Good evening, Bangor Area Market Man. My name is Brian.
Good evening, Bangor Area High School. My name is Jason Miller from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And my distinct pleasure to evaluate you in the caption of overall effect here at the Mount Olive Show. A very cool and traditional opening entrance here. The British half step type movement. Very appropriate with the music. Take a look at the color guard in the back behind the bass drums. Maybe if you could have backed them up, or maybe a couple more steps, so they're not hidden behind the bass drums quite so much. Really strong musical moment there, creating a nice effect for you. Good, that strong sense of resolution on the last big musical phrase there. Now we've got this lesser moment with lower dynamics. I think you're doing a nice job of keeping the silks lower in the plane and minimizing the there we go. Now good. So good planning, good staging with the silks in terms of not using all of them, and we bring them all back in when the musical texture changes. Nice design choice for you. That woodwind sound is really refreshing. Just a really strong stereophonic sound coming from the winds. It's great blend and balance. Great dynamic contrast in the drum line. Interesting transition between those two pieces of music. It's got some clarity issues from a visual performance standpoint. Wind side two on that, I was back up in that block, causing a little bit of distraction, hurting some of the effectiveness of the overall. But certainly appreciate the velocity. I am concerned a little bit about the performance from the color guard with three different distinct sections all doing unison work. Not the best effect when we can't spin together. Trombone, stay within the ensemble here, create the best sound here. But your woodwind sound is so impressive. It's really creating a nice musical effect for you. good use of the body goes in the lens. That whole big sequence banger was really, really well done. Musicality of your phrasing, the dynamic contrast is so well done. We're not quite at the same level from a visual effects standpoint, because we're not always seeing exactly, we're not seeing what we hear or hear what we see. There are times when the color guard is flat out just spinning, and there's not really that much dynamic contrast from what we're seeing visually in comparison to how it supports the musical line. Just really wonderful musical effects at times, especially with that shaping, dynamic contrast, and blend and balance between the ensembles, and we're not always seeing that. This is extremely beautiful, lyrical, poignant moment for the color guard. And if we can get just some kind of, maybe even some more facial expression, some more emotion out of the color guard, facially or from a body standpoint, the music, the written work of the color guard, very lyrical, very appropriate for the content. I wonder if there's something we could have done guard work wise at the very end of that to make it more. It wasn't that as big of a musical moment as I thought it was going to be, but you could have maximized it from a visual standpoint with the guard work being a little bit higher plane, maybe above the waist more, a little bit bigger to create the effect, the illusion of a bigger volume moment just by using bigger silks with that moment. So just even having the guard spin around in place with the arms extended like that to get a horizontal silk sailing at those big musical moments. So like the release of a musical phrase, have them spin 360 degrees with the arms extended to create a horizontal, so we get a lot more silk exposure on that. A beautiful moment for the woodwinds there, the trill. I can't believe we can actually hear that. And they're spread from 5 yard line to 5 yard line, and the woodwinds are out on the outsides of the band. It's amazing. Wow, what a wonderful moment there for you.
Oh, okay. All right, Bangor High School, thank you so much for your program today. I hope my input is valuable to you.
All right, Bangor, really, really enjoyed your performance tonight. I feel like there's moments in the show where the musicality and the musical effect is so much stronger than what we're doing visually, but that's not actually a bad thing. It's when there's some wow moments in your show that just really almost take your breath away. And if we can just find ways to enhance that musicality, that sense of wonder, that sense of release on those, some of those big musical moments, to get even more visual impact out of that. So we have a stronger sense of coordination to heighten that sense of release from the musical standpoint with some kind of big visual moment, whether it be a body gesture or a lunge or a color guard upper body thing or some, whatever that we can do to find ways to maximize the visual effectiveness of the musical presentation. Just going to create that much more of an overall effect for you. But just super job. Really enjoyed your performance tonight.